Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the other episode that you're now...
Hey, guys. The facade broke early. Well, welcome back to the Super Mega Cast. It's episode 191. What is it, Matt?
That opening bit.
No, as in, like, what is it? What is 191?
Oh, it's a palindrome.
Exactly. Anyways, what were you about to say?
I was going
to
say that opening bit, you were like a fighter jet pilot. The bit was the plane, and it started going down. You just ejected.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Dude, can you imagine how, like, in a fighter jet, when you eject... what that feels like, because you've seen the videos, those dudes shoot out at like a million miles per hour.
Yeah, all their skin flies off.
Yeah, they got to go pick it up off the ground. They got to run around with no skin on to try to find the pieces to smack back on.
How the fuck are you, my man?
No, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing great.
That's great. I'm doing great as well, because I just beat Doom Eternal last night. Well, technically like 2 a.m. or whatever, but you
wow.
know.
Dude,
it's a good game. I recommend it. It's the sequel to the 2016 Doom that came out.
Mm.
Yeah. Did I speak about... What, I don't know. Dude, I wonder if I spoke about Doom 2016 in our podcast.
Way back?
Yeah. Because I like that game as well. But this one just... Oh,
it's good.
So much fun. Yeah, there's only one part that kind of like pissed me off where I was like, this ruins the game. And then I stopped being a little bitch boy.
Nice.
And I learned how to deal with that specific enemy, and I beat him the first try throughout the rest of the campaign. It's this enemy called the Marauder. He gets in your face, and he has a hell dog that he can spawn from his shield that he blocks all of your bullets with. And if you get close to him, he'll pull out a shotgun and
Damn.
Shoot you. Dude, I defeated the fucking icon of sin, bro. Beat his ass, man.
Yeah, I beat my kids last night, so kind of a similar feeling.
Yeah,
that's fucking sick, man. I've never played a Doom. I want to play the original Doom. I just love the look of it. Like, just the gun is just a 2D sprite.
Didn't we play one of them?
No, we played Duke Nukem.
Oh yeah,
the Christmas edition. Which
we
is
should
the
play
engine.
The original Doom. I did, because I do like Doom 2016 and Doom Eternal. I know there's what, Doom 1, Doom 2, Doom 64, and Doom 3 are like the games.
Are you talking about the game that inspired the Columbine school shootings?
Is that, are those what's...
That's why, well, back in the time, a lot of people blamed, because those goofballs made a map of their high school before they did it on a Doom engine. So people thought that like that game inspired. Well, people thought South Park inspired it. I saw a compilation.
A lot of people think Call of Duty inspires stuff. Halo inspired. You know, it's all that.
Damn, why is
which, if anything, I think Doom is picking up the mantle of Halo not in terms of Xbox's whatever, but in terms of sci-fi FPSs, because Halo's been doo doo lately, in my opinion. Okay, not like. I just think the story's been bad. But Doom, it's a fun FPS, and it's all goofy, and you're just like...
My worst genre of game.
It's great.
That's what I'm worst at.
Yeah, but there's no... You don't need to really be precise in aiming in Doom, because it's all hip fire. You don't, like... There's one gun...
You're just kind of spraying.
Where you use a precision bolt. But yeah, you're just spraying. There's so many different weapons you use. There's, like, rocket launchers. There's a chainsaw.
Hey, it's Rupert!
No, that guy's shorter than Rupert.
Is that different?
That's another guy.
Sorry, there's another... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Ryan.
No, it's
I
fine.
Saw him running
honestly,
around the
what
wall.
I'm saying isn't intriguing or important, because not that many people care. I just really enjoyed the game and I'm so hyped about it. I'm going through the getting all the collectibles, or I'm going to try to. Yeah, but you know,
fuck yeah, my man.
It's a really good game that came out the same day as Animal Crossing.
If I had any gaming skills, I would definitely try it out. My thing is, I just play those and I just get so frustrated with myself. Not with the game.
I don't get mad at the game.
I get frustrated myself because I'm so bad.
I promise you, you would be decent at this game. I almost want to like have like a little one-off episode of Super Mega where it's like, Matt, play Doom. It's fun. And you can play. The thing is, do not be afraid of even playing on the lowest difficulty, because the game is supposed to make you feel like a fucking god.
I saw something on the subreddit Unpopular Opinion recently that I it resonated with me.
Come on, give us your unpopular opinion. It was something up till now that you've been through this.
Stop! It was this guy who was like, I enjoy playing on the easiest difficulty of games because I'm not very good and I like just being able to blast through things and accomplish things. And I was like, that's how I feel. No. I like playing on the easy difficulty, but I always feel guilty for doing it.
Matt, usually like I play everything on normal, usually my first go around. But if it's a game that I'm not too interested in that I got on Game Pass and I just kind of want to experience the story, I will play on the easiest game mode and just kind of like blast through it and experience it. But the thing is, I've also learned that a part of the reason that keeps me playing is somewhat of a challenge. Like, I can't just be like mowing through things easily or else I'll
like a challenge.
Bored. There has to be some sort of challenge. So that's why I think normal is always good. But for me, even though I'm still pretty bad, but dude, if you want to get into games, I 100% support setting it to the lowest difficulty.
Question. Would you trust your life in my hands if Julian puts a gun to your head?
Julian.
Yeah, that Julian.
Yeah.
And puts a gun to your head and says, Matt has to go.
Why would I put a gun against his head?
I'll put my cock against it.
Is he Yoda?
Yeah, he's Yoda now.
I'll put my cock against his head. Mm.
Cock against his head, I put.
Smegma appears.
wipe on face, I will. No. If I had to go
200 for an eighth, I say.
I go head to head with Ding Dong in just a video game competition, and if he wins, then you get shot in the head. Would you trust me?
I'm dead, dude.
I'm probably the worst gamer compared to.
That's
Ding
one of those
Dong.
Moments where like, this is a really fucked up thing, but I'm like, what? I thought of this one night when I was high. I was like, what if my dad like. He was challenged to like beat a Call of Duty campaign on the hardest difficulty within a week's time, and I'm like, or else I'd be shot in the head. In that moment, I think I would just be like, I have to accept the fact that I'm dying.
So have a little faith in him.
I know.
Have a little faith in him. You know, your dad has faith in you, man. You got to have faith in your dad.
Or like go into Call of Duty multiplayer and within a 24-hour period be the top in the leaderboards in a multiplayer match.
Tell me this, Ryan. Did he or did he not used to play the Rocket Power game?
He did.
So he's got some gaming experience.
He did. He not only played that, he played Silphied, which is like kind of like the shooter, space shooter game, top-down.
Shooting, see? What did he do specifically in the Rocket Power game? Because there was a mini game he liked, right?
It was like where you shoot these balls out of a cannon at these targets.
That's not that different from Call of Duty, is it?
You're right. I mean, he could learn.
I think in a week.
I don't know. I just feel like there's this thing where like you grow up with a game, and so you kind of learn the general mechanics of your generation, and like now, like. I don't know. That's why I feel like kids are so good at Fortnite and shit, because they're growing up with it. And when I was a kid, I just spent so much time on like Halo, Call of Duty.
These kids are too good.
Or just whatever game I was, I would just play it over and over again until like I could just do it with a blindfold on, essentially. But now I definitely don't feel as good as I was. But I don't know if that's also nostalgia ringing in my ear. And also like when I was a kid, I also didn't finish a lot of games. I just would play through a level a lot. Like as I said, I never beat Donkey Kong 64 because I was too afraid to go because it started to rain in that area and thunder and I got scared. And I was like, I can't do it. If there's something big in there, I think I'm going to have nightmares.
I love it. That's great. I had a nightmare the other night because I watched
about these big balls on your face.
Get them off. Ah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, baby.
Stop it, man. Just get those. Get that nutsack off my effing face. I had a nightmare because I watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre in movies. Like, don't ever give me nightmares.
I'm not interested. As I was saying, I'm kidding. Go on.
Yeah. Anyway, back to my dad. Call of Duty. It's a good fucking movie, man. I bet
our friend Layton has a tattoo.
Yeah, and guess what? I got pissed off.
Why? Because it's such a good tattoo?
Because it's the final shot of the movie.
Oh, so it's
the final shot.
It's spoiled.
So I halfway through, I realized that I'm like, oh, Layton's tattoo is the final shot of this. And then it clicked and I knew exactly what was going to happen. And I was like, well,
so you were scared. You're like, oh, she could die.
Yeah. And then I see Layton's tattoo. I remember Layton's tattoo. I'm like, oh. So I know how this movie ends now. And I was legitimately a little bit angry for a second. I was like, I understand it's a good tattoo. I like it. But I'm like, does it have to be the spoiler of the movie? So.
Well, it was. And you were spoiled.
It was a great movie, though. Fantastic. It was very graphic. Really, really, really fucking good movie, dude.
My movie watching endeavors haven't been as... high class, unfortunately.
The Hangover trilogy, hasn't it?
I don't think I can watch the third one. I saw it once in
theaters.
Where
they go to Bangkok?
No. The third one is just the one with John Goodman and has nothing to do with them being hungover.
Wait, what?
It's really? Just this weird kind of drug deal thing. I don't know. It's weird.
I just watched a John Goodman movie. I watched Big Lebowski.
Ah. That's a good movie. I watched Hangover Part 1 and 2.
Part 1's good.
I like Part 1. And Part 2... I don't know. I'm entertained by it. I think Part One, I have also like a connection to it with in terms of nostalgia, because I remember driving down a specific highway in South Carolina and being in the passenger seat. My dad's driving. We're trying to think of a movie. I see, oh, The Hangover's out. I'm reading movies out. And like I kind of skip The Hangover and I'm reading out movies because, you know, it's rated R, you know. My dad's like, isn't that Hangover movie out? And I was like, are you sure? It's rated R. He's like, I mean, I'm okay with it. Do you want to, is that something you want to see? And I'm like, okay. So it was like this, like one of the first R-rated movies I got to experience with my dad, where it was like that thing where you're embarrassed because of how crude it is, but also
you're also like,
you're
whoa.
Laughing together.
And you're like,
go watch Jackass with your dad, you know?
My dad's seen these gross things and laughing too.
I know. It's like, oh shit.
Things that I would get in trouble for.
I know. Yeah. It's just a great, it was just a great kind of movie going experience for me personally, because I was so young and it was just a fun, good time in the theater. And I still think it holds up as kind of like a fun comedy. Mm-hmm. And the second one is Bangkok,
right?
It's a copy of the first one. It's definitely darker and cruder in tone. And I think it's a lot filthier and disturbing and just disgusting. All these adjectives, you know.
Well, Thailand's a disgusting, filthy place.
I know, dude. Bangkok has them now. That's what they say throughout the movie. Ah, well, you got 24 hours, and if you don't find him after that, Bangkok has him. That's what Paul Giamatti says in it. He's in the movie, by the way.
Was he blue?
No.
I wish he just was blue. When he played that role, they put the paint on him, and it turns out it was permanent by accident. So he's like, oh, I'm stuck blue even after the movie. So every other movie he's in after that, he was blue.
Don't remember, they also put like orange or red in his hair dye, so he looked even more goofy.
What if he just committed, and that was his look, like his personal look for the rest of his life? Everyone would be like, oh, like Paul, the blue guy.
Him
yeah.
and Lady in the Water.
Yeah. Just blue with the, he looks like the girl from fucking Fantastic Four or whatever, the superhero, she's blue and has
what are you talking
orange
about?
Eyebrows and orange hair.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence, Mystique and
yes.
X-Men.
Yes,
who's Mystique in X-Men?
Well, that's just what he reminds me of. He's like the male version of Mystique.
Who's the male version of Mystique?
Paul Giamatti, who's blue with what we were just talking about.
Okay. Sorry, it's just a weird connection. I get it now. I get it. He's like her stepdad or dad in like the universe of where those species exist.
If I could
Except it's not a species, it's a mutant. It's a mutation.
If I could pick one place to go back to right now in quarantine. Fuck Japan, dude. I want to go to Thailand.
Really? I've never been. So I'd go to Japan because I missed out on a trip I was supposed to go to Japan. with some friends, and trip fell through. So fuck me.
Damn.
I was good, you know, reservations at what is it, Osaka?
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? Is that what it is?
What?
Your mama.
Dude, are you serious, man? Gotcha. What, the nice sushi place?
Yeah.
Which one?
Omakase. No, what is it? Yeah, the nice sushi place.
The one we went to?
Yeah.
Kyube?
Yeah, there's Kyube, but like what they call it. Like the,
oh,
the special, like it's chef prepared. It's Omakase?
Omokaze or
something like that.
I don't know. It just means
Osaka is like a place.
Osaka's a city.
Omakase is the dish stuff. I don't know. All I know is it's fucking delicious and I love it.
Man, it's bothering me now.
Dude. I ordered sushi recently and I'm like, oh, I miss it so much.
I haven't had sushi in months.
But, you know, it's not like going out to a sushi bar.
People really still label me as
stupid. Me too. Well,
a lot of people do that. People label me as Matt Weeaboo Watson, but is it really that true anymore? You know?
That's up for the fans to decide.
I guess so.
You don't get to decide your own image, Matt. See, other people.
Here
do
I am
that
trying to control my public image, but I'm gonna hire a PR firm just to get rid of the Weeaboo image.
Matt, you don't control what you're interested in. The fans do.
That's true. I have no say in my own personal likes or interests.
Your personality is just a giant figment of the collective of every fan's imagination.
I like that. You guys control my life. I like it a lot. It feels good.
Yeah.
What other movie did I watch that I wanted to talk to you about? I watched The Beach Bum.
Yeah, you told me to watch it.
So
I didn't watch it. I'm sorry.
I was hoping you would so we could talk about it on the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Look at that. Now there's no conversation and I'm done talking for the rest of the podcast.
No, you're not, Matt.
It's a great movie. Really good. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. I love Harmony Korine.
Who?
Harmony Korine. Korine?
Is that the director?
Yeah.
Okay.
He directed
Spring Breakers.
Spring Breakers. I really want to see Gummo. I don't know how you say it. That's like one of his first movies. And I watched the trailer and I was like, this looks fucking awesome. He also directed a whole movie that's like shot on like a shitty camcorder, like the whole thing.
Ooh.
But it looks really good. It's called Julian Donkey Boy. I have it on Blu-ray, but I've never seen it. But I really liked The Beach Bum. Matthew McConaughey did a really, really fantastic job. He's fucked up the whole movie. Had some really sad parts. A lot of really good music in it. A lot of good music montages.
Who's another famous star in it?
Jonah Hill.
Okay. There have to be three people I know in it.
Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence is in it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'll see it.
There's more.
There have to be three famous people I know in a movie or else I'm not going to watch it.
Huh? Isla Fisher?
Yeah, I know
She's a main
her.
Character?
Yeah, she's married to Borat.
Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg is a main character.
Also married to Borat.
I did think that's weird how Sacha Baron Cohen did the three-way relationship with them. There's a lot of famous people in it. Because it's Harmony.
In Sacha Baron Cohen's relationship?
No, in The Beach Bum.
Yeah.
Who else is in it? Fuck. Jimmy Buffett's in it.
Is he?
Yeah.
What?
Snoop Dogg and Jimmy Buffett are both in it. Like, Snoop Dogg's a main character.
As Snoop Dogg? Or just like...
As an alter version of himself. It's literally...
Is Dave Chappelle in it?
No. He is
Dave
Snoop Dogg in the movie.
Dave
he
Chappelle
just goes
was
by
in
a different
Dallas.
Name.
No, he wasn't. He was in what's Bradley Cooper movie? The one where is Lady Gaga. I never saw it.
I know what you're talking
one
about.
One where he sings a song and she sings a song on piano. And then Dave Chappelle's like, "You're following your dreams, motherfucker. You straight bitch."
And then he goes on stage really drunk and yells at the audience.
Yeah.
That was embarrassing. I saw that.
Wait, was that a scene?
No, Dave Chappelle did a stand-up tour where he was just like really, really fucked up.
Yeah, but you
and
also...
the audience was just booing him. He's like, ah, fuck you guys. And like left.
I think it's hilarious.
It was just because, a bad look.
Do you know how like he's done like hours after like consecutive hours of sets at like comedy bars? Rumor has it up to like 10-hour sets and shit.
Really?
Just going off.
Wait, Dave Chappelle has done like 10-hour sets?
Yeah, just like at small comedy clubs, just standing up there,
what?
Going up, and people just go,
That's insane. That's props. I mean, the fact that you're able to stand there for 10 hours and come up with that much.
I love Dave Chappelle, dude. I think he's one of the best comedians of our time.
He's super funny. What happened to him? He kind of dipped, I guess.
He just won a big award. He won the Mark Twain Award or whatever. It's on. You can watch it on a.
Is that the one Eddie Murphy won too?
I guess. I don't know.
What's Eddie Murphy won some award and then gave the roasts at Bill Cosby.
Why was I looking? I was looking up Dave Chappelle for a specific reason.
I'll let you remember.
No, you won't.
Yeah, you will.
No, you won't. You're going to forget.
No, then, I said I'll let you remember.
Yeah, but then you're going to forget by the time.
I already forgot.
Did you know it when you
No,
gave
I know what
this?
It is. I know it in my head, actually, what you're supposed to be looking up.
Dave Chappelle. It wasn't
nudes.
No, it wasn't, you fuck.
It was Dave. You wanted to look up what his net worth was.
No, I didn't.
You wanted to look up about his 10-hour sets.
Yes. When he's lifting weights
for 10 hours straight.
Because he's so fucking jacked.
He heads down to his Planet Fitness gym and lifts 2-pound weights for 10 hours. He really tones those muscles, man. It's so fucking sweet.
The first came when Dave Chappelle appeared at 10:36 p.m. for an unannounced set. The second shocker, Chappelle kept telling jokes until 4:43 the next morning.
Sounds like he might have been on some cocaine. It's a long time.
Okay, that's like 6 hours. I'm sorry, I said 10.
Damn,
it's
dude.
Like 5-6 hours.
It's the better half of 10, though. So
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Why don't you ever wonder what it would be like to do this like as a radio show?
Scarier.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
There's Julian or Rupert or whatever the spider
is. Rupert.
There's a spider. Yeah, it's going down the wall right there.
What kind of spider is that?
You guys remember on the last
pod? That's not no.
Oh, that's not the same spider. You're right. That's a different spider. Yeah, that's a bigger spider.
No, that's a tinier one. The
body's bigger, though.
The body is bigger, yes.
The legs are smaller.
Rupert, right? Rupert's the long one?
Yeah, but I don't see him anywhere.
No, he probably went down. He's probably just in the cobwebs down there. I don't know what he's doing.
What is, dude? That spider looks like that one could bite you, maybe. Oh, he's going on the...
Should I smush this
look
one?
Look at him. No. Maybe.
Is this one our enemy?
No, it's bad luck to kill a spider. He's catching bugs. I mean, we could put him... There's an empty cup on the
table.
Have
you seen spider nests, though? How many spiders spawn from a spider nest?
It must be fucking spider season right now. Because in my house, there are so many of like that type of spider and that type. Like, just like in my bathroom, there's two of them. I saw one in my room. There's spiders all over and they're all over here. I think it must be spider fucking
season. My thing
is
a cockroach every few months. And whenever that moment is, I'm like,
yes. I saw the very first cockroach in my house ever.
When?
A couple weeks ago. It was in Jackson's bathroom.
Did you have to take care of it?
Was
it?
No, no.
Did you tell someone about it and they took care of it, Matt?
No, Jackson's girlfriend found it and started screaming and I came in and I saw it with my own two eyes. And it's the first time I ever saw a cockroach in my house, because this whole time I've been living in security of there are no cockroaches in my house. I can rest easy.
Dude, there are so many cockroaches. There's at least a cockroach in every house in America, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100%.
What they say is if you see one, that means there's a lot more.
Yeah.
So when I saw it, I'm like, fuck. Didn't see any more after that. And the reason I think it might be there is because my landlord usually schedules the exterminator to come by like every month or something. Mm-hmm. But I think because of quarantine, that hasn't happened.
Oh, really?
Someone else staying at my house a long time ago said they saw a mouse in our old den, which is now Jackson's room. But
no way.
They said they saw a mouse one night, but I have never once, none of us have ever seen a mouse. We've never seen droppings. We've never heard anything.
I see rats, not in my place, but like on the fences around like the alleyways.
I've seen that.
Shit.
They look so, you see the silhouette, them running across the top of the fence.
Yep.
I saw a coyote the other night just trotting down the street. Just like, he looked so chipper. Just
mama possum again, I saw last night.
Oh, you saw her?
Mm-hmm.
The mother of little David?
Yep. Just went right back under her little mini shed house, whatever. It's hers now.
Yeah, my the
could have been David. I'm kidding. He didn't grow that.
He's been lifting weights and drinking protein. The kittens are doing great. They're all very alert now. Okay. Well, let's talk about something else then.
No, because then the comments will be like, "I wanted to hear about Matt's kittens.
Ryan was a dick this episode." They can't fully walk yet, but they're kind of crawling around, and all their eyes are open, and they're very alert. So like if I'll. I moved them. They're all in a little closet now in my hallway. So if I open the door and look at them, I'll see them all just go.
Just look up.
And they all started licking each other. Like they just learned how to lick. And I think they do it just because their mom does it.
Better
so they're
start holding
like,
them all the time so they get used to being in hands.
My favorite, I
so
figured
they'll,
out.
They'll just be like.
Figured out which one's my favorite. It's the runt. It's the little white one because it's just so little. And she's always, it's a girl. She's always sleepy and she doesn't ever like fuss. There's one that fusses.
Is it the one with the colored ears?
No. There's one that's orange.
Now, I will say.
Yeah.
If you train them, I'm looking at all possibilities right now. I don't know when I'd ever make a decision.
They're going to be socialized. They're going to be very social.
But I don't know. I don't know if I want to get Lego a buddy or something. I don't know.
Remember Lego with Banana? Lego loved playing with them.
I mean, fuck cats, but there are certain cats that are amazing.
Well, we're trying to raise these cats to be very friendly. And the
Lego would have a cat to stuff in his mouth all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He used to stuff Banana's head in his mouth, like all the way. And then Banana's head would be all wet. But basically, the little run is a little white one that looks like an alien because it's little and its eyes are so big and like far apart. She learned how to, they're starting to groom themselves. She was cleaning her paw.
They're getting to know. I remember looking at the cameras with you when they were just kind of like
they couldn't even move.
They were just stagnant. It looked like they were just all had rigor mortis because they just didn't really move much.
It looked like a bunch of dead hamsters.
It looked like a bunch of shitty animatronics.
Because I got them literally a day or two after they were born. She had just given birth, and I don't think that she's super feral because she's kind of like a nicer breed of cat.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a flame point Siamese, which apparently it's a more rare, nicer breed. So I just don't know what a flame point Siamese would be doing out on the streets of Long Beach. Yeah, I feel like she had to belong to someone. Also, she's not super mean. She's very protective and she'll hiss at me, but like she's not as mean as like you would think a feral cat would be with babies.
Yeah.
So I wonder if she was someone's cat that got pregnant and then like escaped to have the babies because she wanted to go somewhere else to do it. And someone out there is like, I was so excited for my cat to give birth. I loved her so much. But now she's at a YouTuber's house. Mm-hmm. But she's safe. Rest assured. She's getting great treatment. Got her a heating pad. Giving her treats every day. Lots of food.
Treating her kittens all nice.
Mm-hmm. They haven't started shitting yet. And it's going to suck when they do. It's going to smell really
That's
bad.
That's right. What are they? They just usually just pee? They don't have a little diarrhea or anything?
They don't pee or poop.
What?
Nah, for the first part of their life, they don't.
Really?
They take all the nutrients, I think.
Damn.
And then they start shitting. The mom has to teach them how to shit. She massages their like stomach muscles.
Really?
Teach them to shit, and then she eats the shit to get the nutrients back.
Ew. I didn't know that shit. Wait, yeah. What?
She eats the shit to get the nutrients
she
back.
She pushes the shit out like toothpaste from her children's butts and eats it for the nutrients.
Yeah, come on. You tell me Cecile never did that?
No, I could promise you not. They cut that off after her mom's generation, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, their cats are still doing it, and I'm excited for. I'm not excited. It's gonna smell bad. But speaking of things that cut off in generations, man, I loved it when like my
she
dad
have
was a kid.
Poop mustache after eating.
No,
some
she's
poop.
Not gonna have a. No,
you're gonna go. Oh shit! Hey, you're gonna do the motion to wipe her lips. She's gonna go, oh, whoops!
Cats don't have lips.
Her nose.
Gotcha, bitch. Cats don't have lips. You fucking. You sound like a fucking idiot. Remember they used to like spank and paddle kids in school. When my dad used to have to go get paddled at the front.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah, he did. Dude. Yeah, he was a bad boy.
Superintendent,
bad
baby.
Little boy. And
ooh.
I smacked my hand on the microphone. That hurt.
Damn, little Dale. You've been a bad boy today.
Yes, I have.
Your dad. just like his legs fidgeting and twisting, and he's running his finger through his bald spot.
Yes, I have.
I have been. Has my dad been bald since he was a kid?
Yeah.
I've been a bad little boy.
A bald little fat boy.
And my dad was never fat. But he said that he'd smart off to the teachers, and they'd send him to the front, and they'd get the paddle, and the paddle had holes in it, so it hurt extra bad. And they'd
The teachers, then they'd jay off into his mouth.
That's abuse.
Not when it's Dale. With Dale, it's hot.
It's still pedophilia.
Nah, still. Your dad's a man.
Well, not back then.
But he's a man now.
Oh, I guess that's fine, yeah.
So it's just funny in retro. I'm kidding.
It was funny now.
Yeah, but Dale's doing. I haven't talked to Dale in a while. I don't really care for the man that much.
Because he's a piece of shit?
Yeah.
God.
No, I'm kidding. I talked to my dad the other day. I love Dale.
I love it. Yeah. We do have to every now and then be like, oh, we're kidding.
Because a lot of people are going to be like, he really hates his dad. I mean, I imagine if my dad were to somehow hear this, he'd be like, what?
Yeah, we are. I'll contradict a lot of what I say. We're definitely not clear on when we're joking.
I love my father.
But who cares?
And I talked to him the other night.
Hi.
Very hot and heavy conversation.
That's damn.
Mm-hmm.
Was he touching himself?
Yeah. You know, that Madonna song where she goes, when I think about
his finger around his prostate, teasing it, going in a little bit as he heard your voice and heard the vibrations of your voice. I'm so sorry.
You're so good at taking a bit and then stretching a little bit too far. It's like, oh, all right, okay. At first, it's like, oh, I'm
horny with my dad.
And then you go into graphic detail. My father fingering his anus to stimulate his prostate to the sound of my voice.
Through the vibrations of your voice. Because you have such a deep voice.
No, I'll tell you what he did. He has a little Bluetooth headpiece that he takes it off and sticks it up his ass. So then when I talk, I'm talking directly into his ass and you can feel the vibrations of his son's voice.
You go, hey there, little prostate. The prostate.
Oh, just stop. There's only so much I can bear to think about sexually with my father.
But Matthew, you wrote a damn song about it.
Yeah, I did. And yeah. I'm stuck with that for the rest of my life. I can't wait until I'm 40 and I'm just like, oh, fuck, I cannot let my kids hear this.
You should play it at his funeral.
That's not. I'll do a live version, like next to his open casket. And then give him a kiss on the lips, like, ooh, I'm in love with my dad. Sucking my dad's toes and grabbing his
and
sack.
Actually do the actions that's going on.
Like, suck my dead dad's toes
and
his casket.
Well, and?
You can't get, I don't think you can get hard when you got rigor mortis.
You said his sack, not his shaft.
That's true. That's true. I could suck his shaft right there at the visitation. I mean, his sack, not his shaft.
Yeah.
Getting confused over here.
Come on, get your lyrics together. I know them.
I forget all my own lyrics. I feel like Britney Spears over here. I remember when I was a kid, I read about like Britney Spears or someone had forgotten their own lyrics on stage. And I was like, what a fucking idiot. But looking back, I'm like, I would 100% forget my own lyrics on stage. I've been to shows where
sometimes they probably, they get kind of like in the moment. They do it all the time. So they're just living life. Because when you're living that lifestyle, you're touring a lot. So you're busy. You're on the road. So it kind of, your everyday life seeps into when you're on stage. So you could be drunk or maybe high. You'll probably go on stage. You'll be like, shit, fuck. You know how many artists fuck up? You can probably look it up on YouTube and compilations and shit of like artists drunk on stage.
Oh my, yeah, I've seen
high
it in real life.
On stage.
I saw this band.
Like blitzed.
Just fucked. I saw this one band called Ice Age. I've seen them twice. And the first time was the singer was so fucked up. He it's Sky Ferreira's boyfriend, and he was on stage and he was so fucked that there was one point where he was just there was just drool while he was singing coming out of his mouth, and he was falling over and he was like kept falling on the mic.
Was he on beat?
No, he sang flawlessly. Didn't mess up a single word.
But he was just fucked up.
Well, the type of music, it's already like... But he was just so... You could see it in his eyes. Like, I don't even know if he was drunk. He might have been, like, fucked up on multiple substances. But then the second time I saw him, he was even more wasted. And this time was in L.A. And he fell off stage at one point. He just fell. Evan, like, they kept playing. And he just gets back up. And he's like... And just kept singing. It was great. Really good performer. But it's like, I can't imagine going on tour and getting that fucked up.
You and I get drunk on stage. I think the most drunk I've ever gotten was there was a drunk drawing we did that was a specific drunk drawing, and I think it was the one in Los Angeles.
Is it the one with Ross?
Yes. I think I was, we all, well, I think
you,
that's when.
You and Ross smoked a blunt before.
Yeah.
So you also were.
We did.
Not only did Ross drink an entire bottle of wine on stage, plus some more, he smoked a whole blunt right before. So
yeah.
That was the worst I've ever seen Ross. Or I guess I'll say the best. Because
I got pretty drunk on tour at the, I don't know which show it was.
Well,
I think, yeah, the most fucked up I got was in Philly.
That was the last show of our tour. That was a fun show.
Yeah, I just remember not just being like, yeah, I'll just get wine drunk.
But I got really drunk in that show. My favorite thing about that venue was that there's just two massive concrete pillars in the middle of the crowd. So it's just like, hey, everyone's sitting behind that. Fuck you. You're not going to see anything.
It was funny. Like, we would do large, like huge venues, and then there would be some places where we were given kind of like the kitchen,
but they would just pack people in. And I feel really,
you know,
bad.
What I mean, like, that there was this one place where was it, it was I liked the venue because of how small
Pittsburgh.
it was
in Pittsburgh,
and where
I was like, really?
I know,
but then it was fucking awesome.
It was because we were surprised because it was supposed to fit 200 people or something like
more.
That.
Like, I think I think there were about 300.
There was a bigger
people.
Theater that they're like, we thought we could put y'all in here, but we decided to put you in the other one or something like
it's
that.
It's like, yeah, I mean, there's 315 people or something coming to the show. And I did feel bad for several shows because we don't know anything about the venues or what it's going to be like before we get there. So when I see that there's people that have to stand in the back and like don't actually have a seat, I hate that because that's not something we're aware of ahead of time.
Yeah.
If we're just told like, oh, a venue has like, this is the capacity, like this is the amount of tickets we're going to sell, I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm assuming that's like, oh, everyone will get a seat. And then Pittsburgh, there are people crammed in the back all standing. And I feel bad because it's hot and it's like, you thought you were going to get a seat. And then Nashville, we come out and everyone's standing. And I'm like, whoa, this isn't a concert.
I think Nashville made a joke about it.
Yeah, yeah. We're like, you guys are supposed to bring your own chair. But the thing is, I gotta say, Nashville was one of my favorite shows. Nashville was really fun, though.
It was like, was it our first one or one of our first ones?
One of them on the Southeast tour. Yeah. And Nashville, even though everyone was standing, the energy was just so much fun.
I did like Orlando.
Orlando was fun. I liked venue.
Orlando's venue. I don't like Orlando itself. No, I don't like Orlando as a place.
I just have a weird fondness for it, and I don't know why. I can't explain it.
It just...
Send me there right now, and I'd be like, fuck this place.
Yeah, like, because, like, I don't know. There's Disney World, which is
hot,
fun.
It's muggy.
There's Universal Studios Orlando, which is nice and fun.
Good time
with the family.
I think Orlando just... there's just some wire in my brain that's like, just makes me think of that excitement you would get around May when the school year is ending and like summer's coming. That feeling makes me think of Orlando because I'm like, oh, we're gonna go probably deep rooted with Disney World.
Orlando feels like a place where a movie with a plot where a whole area gets kind of brainwashed into acting kind of like creepy and just normal. Like, everything's going all right in Orlando. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, everything's going fine in Orlando. Nothing to worry about over here. Then it's like, there's like a gator eating some kid who's like brainwashed. He's like, oh, Orlando's fantastic. I love it here. Got some good gator.
Make a good movie about Orlando.
Orlando, I love you, Orlando. Disney and SeaWorld.
Let's move to Orlando.
To
Orlando.
No.
Well,
no.
You wouldn't move it to Maui. I said let's move Super Mega to Hawaii. You're like, no.
No, so I'm not moving to Hawaii.
You won't do Hawaii. You won't do Orlando. You gotta pick one, dude.
Why can't we just, I mean, I'm not sure if I want to stay in LA forever. it's really expensive, and I feel, you know, there's other great cities one can live.
Such as?
I don't know, Seattle. No, I don't want to live in Seattle.
I want to live in San Fran. It's just expensive.
I would live in that area, but not San Francisco.
Like the Bay Area?
Yeah.
The Bay Area, it would be really cool to go live there.
But that's also expensive as shit, because you're talking about, that's fucking Google Place Valley, whatever it's called.
Silicon Valley. All those tech bros?
Yeah.
I saw all the tech bros when I was in San Fran. What does that sound?
Yard work?
Oh.
The neighbors doing their yard work?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Also a leaf blower.
Fantastic. Yeah, do you notice that this shit doesn't happen except when we're recording the fucking podcast? Like, I'll be here all day and no one turns on a goddamn leaf blower. Why are you looking at me cross-eyed? No one turns on a goddamn leaf blower, but the second it's like, let's record our podcast. He's like,
I don't know, because maybe they love our podcast and they love listening to themselves on it.
Or it's a conspiracy
against us.
One of our competitors, like Game Grumps or Misfits, sent them over here to turn it on while we're recording. They're like, they pay these guys just to walk around with leaf blowers and shit.
Yeah, I saw that Game Grumps, I think, is playing Resident Evil 3 a little too late after the game released. Stealing our thunder of playing games a little too late much.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to beat you. We're gonna wait a little longer.
Yeah, we're going to release Resident it later, Evil. Actually.
We're going to release it, I don't know, within about a week or
once
so.
Once all the hype is over for the game, that's when we're going to drop it.
Yeah. Not the Game Grumps hype. The hype for the game has already been done and dealt with because it released a good bit ago and it's a short game and people already played through it. Game Grumps are late to the party. Now we have to be extra fucking late to the party.
Just wait until we play Sonic 06, you guys. Just fucking wait.
Run away!
Ooh, that leaf blower. God damn, dude.
I know. Should I go tell him to suck my dick?
Say, listen, man, I know that we're in a pandemic and you are working your ass off in the California heat when just to blow some asshole's driveway and support your family.
Instead of blowing his lawn, why don't you go blow his balls so I can get some peace and quiet for this podcast, you bitch.
He's going to go inside and we're going to hear, oh. Dude, I just want to, dude.
I love the fact that the master, I don't know why I called him the master.
The master of the owner of the house.
The master.
No, call him what he is, the master.
The king of the house.
You've seen him before, right?
The master?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the fucking master. There's no denying that.
He's the short king, man.
He's this fucking, like, super jacked, like, kind of young, kind of middle-aged Armenian dude who's bald, always wears sunglasses, tight shirts, drives really nice car, is renovating his house right now.
To have a pool.
Yeah, and a balcony. So it's like, this dude, also, his last name, we get his mail sometimes, his last name is insane.
Don't say it.
I can't, first of all. I couldn't even try.
Oh, okay.
It's a wild
Okay, American.
Name. I'm just saying, it's an insane last name. He's definitely the master.
Okay, American.
What the hell is that, man? You're an American too.
I don't think so.
What are you, Palestinian?
No.
Yes, you are.
Somewhat, yeah.
A little bit. Well, I'm Israeli.
A little tinkly. A little tinge.
I like people that say that Game Grumps is Israel and Super Mega's more Palestine, you know?
That checks.
There is a wall between us.
I think thematically, that checks.
Brent is Benjamin Netanyahu with all the crimes he's committing and all his corruption. You know?
We can't get into this.
What? Benjamin Netanyahu? Brentjamin Netanyahu?
Dude, he gives us too much money for us to be talking about him like this.
Yeah, you're right, man. In fact, he's been giving the money. I think that last check was so we would stop talking about him, but looks like he might have
sent
another.
That was the biggest sum of money I've ever fucking seen, dude.
I didn't know that my bank account could have that many zeros.
Dude, I didn't know there were more than sextillion numbers in the numerical alphabet, dude.
Dude, getting that check.
Until I saw that check.
Getting that check from Brent for $7 sextillion. For nine non-adectillion. Dude, big numbers have the craziest names.
Yeah, like
Okay, it's quadrillion, what? Pentillion, hexillion, septillion.
Poop-tillion.
Character.
That has to be a number. If there's an infinite amount of numbers, there is a poop-tillion.
No, there's not, because it starts following a format.
And there's a fart-tillion.
There's not. It starts
yes,
following
there
a
format.
No, it's not.
If it's infinite, it can't just follow the same formula. That
yes,
means
it can.
Everything in existence is a number. Napkin is a number.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What are you saying?
We have to make room for the numbers.
That makes no sense. It starts following a pattern where it'll just use a bunch of stems over and over again. There's not. It's not. Not every
what?
Word is going to be a number.
It's going to be septuctutlutgugmillion. Is that going to be a number? Is that what you're talking about?
Quinvigintillion.
Pooptillion is a number.
I promise you it's not. Sex decalard is a number. That check I got from
dude,
sex
decalard. Dude, if sex decalard is
sex
a number,
vigintillion?
Pooptillion is definitely.
Trey Vigintillion?
Wait, like Trayvon?
Trey Vigintillion. Hey, what's up? It's Trey Vigintillion. Sounds like one of those football player names for a college football team that Key and Peele would do. Sex decillion, quindecillion, undecillion, duodecillion, quadrillion. Damn, dude. Aren't stars, aren't there names, like aren't there over a quadrillion stars? That's a big fucking number. Do you think anyone will ever be a quadrillionaire?
I'll be a pooptillionaire.
What's the okay? How many zeros is poop tilling? What is
3 mega Googleplex times?
They're mega Googleplex isn't a number. You're making up numbers.
10 trillion times 100,000 billion to the
that's
ninth
not a number.
Degree.
I can tell you what a number is called if you give me a real one.
Yeah, I know it's called poop tillions. It's a shit ton. I'm telling you, if you were 2 poop-tillionaire, you would be able to buy our universe.
From who?
From
gods can be like, oh yeah, that money.
You can just buy it. People buy stars. You can just buy stuff.
They don't buy stars. They give their dumbasses and give money to some dude. It's like, yep, you own it. Thanks for the money.
No, if I buy a star, Matt, it's my star. I bought that giant fucking fireball, my man, and I named it.
No dirt, like no shade on anyone that's bought a star. But it's the funniest scam to me. It's like, dude, give me money and that star's yours. That thing a billion light years away, it's all yours.
It is yours, dude. It's your star.
Meanwhile, he sold the same star to like 26 people.
You can go take a spaceship and visit your star. You can live on your star if you want.
I'm going to buy you a fucking star, Ryan. I'm going to buy our podcast.
You should
a star.
Buy me a dead star so I can live on it.
I'm gonna buy Super Megacast a star.
Make
the only podcast with
make sure
its own star.
It's poop-tillion, 7 poop-tillion light years away.
Can we buy a star and name it Poop?
Someone's done that.
Can we name it Big Farts?
Can I name my child Poop?
No, not legally.
Poop McGee.
Yeah. I hit my head on the wall.
I could definitely do that.
No, you can't.
I could.
No, you legally cannot name your child an obscenity. Well, you know
what about
that's
Crotch
up.
Rocket McGee?
The government, I think that's where the government has stepped 1 foot too far into our personal liberties. If you can't name your child Crotch Rocket McGee, that's fucked up. It's your child.
Buy what about star. Acorn? Can I name
you
him
can
Acorn?
You can name your kid Acorn. I think there's legitimate laws against profanities, though.
How about Areola? Yeah. Areola McGee. Areola.
You could do Ariel, make your middle name La, and then McGee. Areola McGee.
How about Little Man 2.5?
Guess what?
Can I name him that, Matt?
Little Man 2.5. Why? Yeah. What's the 0.5?
It's my kid. I get to name
be
whatever I want.
Wouldn't he? But why the 0.5?
Maybe he's bigger than I thought he would be.
Like Big Baby?
Yeah,
I fucking
dude,
I hate
like
that
Big
baby.
Baby.
I'm not even gonna be candid about it. I hate that baby. I hate to see him on my timeline. I don't wanna ever see it again. I think it's disgusting.
Cut to mass figures holding the baby up in front of a video camera with a gun to its head. Matt Watson, we heard your cry. We are the clan of MW.
Well, I certainly hope that people wouldn't kill a child because the funny YouTube man said he didn't like to see it on his timeline.
Too late, Matt. You already said what you said. And then they shoot the child in the head. That's how do you feel, man?
Horribly.
You killed Fat Baby.
It's
that, you had Fat Baby killed.
Big Baby, not Fat Baby.
I'm
fat
sorry.
You know, apparently, well, he's actually like three. They just shave him and put him in a diaper. So
he's not fat. He's just a big baby.
He's big.
Is fat not a thing anymore?
No, fat's a thing. I'm looking at some fat right now.
I know. I am fat. Thanks.
20% off stars right
a bit
now.
Mean.
20% off stars. If I use code EIB.
How much do you think Brad Pitt costs?
Dude, I can buy a star for $24.
Hey, how much is Elijah Wood?
You can't buy a person.
You said I could buy a star.
Okay,
come on.
I get it.
Come on.
Wow, you can buy the stars of the Zodiac constellation? How many fucking people have already done this? Okay, and you get a money back guarantee. What, in case the...
I don't like my star.
Yeah, you know, I've been looking at it lately. Dude, binary star.
You know, I went to go visit it. It's not as bright as I thought it was.
Binary star, Matt and Ryan from Super Mega. They orbit each other, and there's red and blue ones.
How much is a star, Matt? How much does a star cost? How much does a star go for?
$24.90.
$24.90?
Yes. That is the traditional star gift pack. By choosing the traditional, I'm on CosmoNova.com.
So you're telling me all these rich people be buying islands for like billions of dollars when like they could go off, be conquering the universe and buying stars?
Okay. You mind if I buy a star real quick?
Don't buy a star.
It's $24, dude.
Don't buy a star. Don't give that person money or that company money.
We get a certificate in the mail that says we own a star.
If it goes to like a reputable business, or if it goes into research,
yeah,
or
CosmoNova.
What?
Choose the brightness of the star. Okay, normal star can be seen in small villages with minimal light. For $15 more, I can choose a bright star.
We're in LA. We'd have to have a bright star.
We all have to get very bright. Or we could choose a custom star.
Oh, could we customize our star? Can we choose hairstyles?
No, but I can look at a map and I can pick which star I want.
How come I can't custom create my star? They can't just go make a star for me?
All right, I chose a very bright star. Name of the star.
We're not buying a star. It's not real. It's not our star.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I'm gonna have a fucking certificate that will say it's my star.
Who cares?
I can't. What about a marriage certificate that says that you're married?
Yeah, but that's legally binding.
This is legally binding.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You can't fucking buy a star.
Yes, what do you think I'm doing right now?
You can't fucking decide. Like, that's where you know humans are so fucking like stupid. You know, we're gonna go buy stars? No. We're not buying stars. That's not anyone's star.
Dude, but for 20...
You gonna go take the star for a walk?
For $20, I can add a 0.75-inch thick black frame to my certificate.
Oh, come on.
I can get a physical copy of the star map, too.
Could you imagine, like, another alien out there? Like, another alien species? Like, buy a planet. So, technically, we're just some, like, douchebag's planet. He technically owns us. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
No,
I'd honor it. You know what, Ryan?
Yeah,
I'm gonna name this star Ryan McGee. All right, how's that make you feel?
I mean, that means you're gonna have a certificate that says a star is named Ryan McGee.
I'm getting my own Ryan McGee star. Just so you know, out there, you look up at the night sky 40 years after I'm dead, and you say, you know, up there in the heavens is Ryan McGee.
That's not what happens when you buy a star. You don't buy a star. Who owns the stars?
I own the star.
Whose stars are they to sell, man?
I own it now.
Whose star are they to sell? Like who owns the star first off, right? This is a transaction. You're buying the star. Who has the star? Who has the star to start off with, Matt?
Okay. God made the stars.
Did he did he set up the website?
Technically, yes, because God made everything, so God technically made the website, so touche, motherfucker.
You're buying a star from God?
I'm putting my billing details in. Hold on.
Dude, this person didn't have to do anything. Imagine, like, there are people growing crops, having to buy seeds, put time into, like, nurturing it from the ground up.
Maybe they should sell stars!
This dude just goes, yep, that's my star. I'll sell it for $30. Come on, no!
Well, I didn't spend $30, Ryan. I got the certificate. And I chose a brighter star.
Why can't you just say it's so your bright. Star without, like, he said they're his stars. Why can't, you don't even have to buy it. You can just go, that's the Ryan McGee star. I named that. That's my star. That's what he did.
It's not official.
That's what he did.
It's not official.
That's what he fucking did.
No, it's
he
not.
Goes, those are my stars. They don't have names yet. I'm going to sell them to people for 24, whatever the fuck it is. Don't buy a star, Matt.
Proceed to PayPal.
Stop! You're Dude, wasting money.
I want to get the Ryan McGee star. I want to be able to own your star. I'm going to own your star,
what do you
too.
You mean you're going to own my star? You don't own shit. You own a plaque. You're just paying for the plaque. That's
no, I'm paying
more.
For the fucking star.
No, you're not. Please,
hold on, dude. PayPal, I'm getting my password.
Don't waste your money. That's why it's aggravating. I don't want you to waste your money.
Dude, I'm wasting my money just to show you, just to teach you a lesson.
You could buy, like, a bunch of McDonald's with that. You
oh, yeah, that's not a waste of money? A bunch of McDonald's?
You're feeding yourself, at least. You're
with shit.
Yeah, with shit,
no,
but
instead,
at least it
now
keeps
I,
you
now,
going.
Hold on. Now I, instead of, oh, I could put a bunch of cancerous shit in my body, or I can look up at the night sky with my son 2 decades from now and say, see that? That's Ryan McGee.
Dude, you're setting me up to die soon.
You could already be dead.
You're setting me up to die before you even get this plaque, because the thing is, I'm going to die, then the plaque's going to come to remind you of my death.
Well, let's not.
You're putting bad energy in the universe.
You're putting bad energy by saying that. I never even thought of
no,
that.
No, that's the way these things work. You make a move.
What do you mean my order was canceled?
Oh.
Look. Oh, why did it cancel my order?
Oh, sorry. We ran out of stars. We got to go collect more.
I'm going to get on buying
it. Says,
it. After the podcast,
I wish
I'm
on that
it.
Site it would say our stock is low on stars.
Like, hurry up. Like, low on stars.
Can you buy stars on Amazon Prime now? It's like only 2 left.
Like, you can order it.
We'll restock by May 15th.
Well, I'm going to buy a star. I don't want to enter all my details on a podcast. After the podcast, I'll do it, though. And I'm going to own Ryan McGee. I'm going to own it so I can be like, yeah, I own Ryan
McGee. You can just own it now by going, that's Ryan McGee. That's my star.
Could they technically sell the sun on one of those websites? It's a star. Like, you want, it's premium. It's going to cost you more.
Do you think the United States thinks it owns the sun? Or do you think any world leaders, like, they think, like, the world, like, Earth owns the sun, or there's any ownership of the sun? Or do you think most leaders are okay with knowing that it's just kind of like this ball of fire that is in the sky?
That's interesting.
Or do you think they're like, no, we own the moon, because people tried to own the fucking moon.
Well, Trump actually signed an executive order just in the last few weeks allowing the United States to claim the moon for mining.
Mining for what?
Rocks. For moon rashes down to gift shops in Myrtle Beach. But there's going to definitely be a big fight over, like, who owns the moon at some point.
Who owns the sun?
But I wonder if that's going to happen. We're going to, because we need to steal all the helium for our balloons.
We're running low on helium.
Helium is one of the most fleeting resources on our planet. We're going to run out of helium one day.
James Cameron is going to want to hold a birthday party for, like, one of his children, and he's going to realize there's no more helium in the balloons, which leads him on to go on an expedition to create the world's first space shuttle that can survive the heat and intensity of the sun, so he can go collect
helium.
He's
going to go inside the sun to get the helium for his kid's birthday party.
Yep. And he's going to make a movie about it and everything.
Well, no, there's an easy solution. If he doesn't want to get burned, he should just go at night. Yeah, kind of a little laugh would be nice.
I'll throw in some laughs there. Here, watch this. Now you laugh a little. Ha. Okay, I'll put all of those laughs in there. It'll also include us recording them.
Thank you, man. Yeah. That makes me feel really good. I guarantee that busted someone's side out there.
Bet you it busted someone's nut as well.
So, yeah, probably did. I'm sure there's people that are jerking off while they're listening, but, like, not on purpose. They just left it on while they're spanking.
You better
their,
finish.
Their
Come on.
Stick.
Surprise, Matt.
What?
A conversation that doesn't bleed well in from the last one. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. You asked me that already, though. So why don't you actually fucking think of something to talk about?
Well, maybe you felt different, and I was just asking.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good knowing that by tonight, I'm going to own my very own star named Ryan McGee.
Don't waste money, dude. Don't waste money.
It's $98, dude.
$98?
It's $98 fucking dollars.
I thought it was 20-something.
That's where they get you, dude. You got it. Then you want to. You're like, well, see, I want a brighter.
See
star.
What this company did was smart. They bought stars for 20 cents per star, and now they're selling this. They're upcharging stars for like $100.
I am sorry, buying stars is so fucking stupid. Even though I'm gonna do it, but
because you're realizing that it means nothing, you're not doing anything but giving your money away to someone.
Can I use business money? Can I use some company money for that?
No. You're giving your money away to someone if you buy a star.
Ryan.
Unless it goes to like scientific research or like goes to like a museum, maybe. That would be funny.
Let
you know,
me use company
if they,
money.
If some museums use it as a way to advertise, like, hey, you know, you
I
can
think
buy
I
a
should
star,
be allowed to use super mega company museum. Funds because we talked about it on the podcast. So I think I should.
No.
If the IRS.
No, if you're quote unquote buying a star, then you're using your own wallet.
Yes, I am quote unquote buying a star. And I'm going to use the company money because. It's named
you're
Ryan
not,
McGee.
No, you're not going to use
the IRS
money.
Comes knocking on the door and says, what is this? You purchased a star named Ryan McGee. I'm saying, yeah, it's for the business.
No.
And I'll show them the fucking certificate and they'll say, oh, yep,
you're
right.
You're spending $100 of company money on nothing, on the air.
I want to buy a star and then I want to take my certificate to the courthouse and I just want to ask, like, what standing does this have?
And no standing.
Nothing, I'm going to go see those motherfuckers. I'm going to say, so you're telling me I didn't actually buy a star? Are you, what? What do you mean I don't own it?
Do you even know where the star is?
What do you mean I don't own 4 quadrillion cubic meters of burning gas 7 billion light years away? What the fuck? Oh, it did go, wait, what?
Please don't tell
no,
me.
No, it did go through. It did go through.
Did you buy a
it
star?
It went through.
Please don't tell me.
Your star is in the sky.
Did you use company money?
No, I used my own debit card. Look, prove it. Your star is in the sky. I don't know. It said canceled. I don't know why it went through. Matt, your star is registered. Congratulations. Your star, now officially named Ryan McGee, shines in the sky. Now let us fulfill your products. In the next email, you'll receive your tracking number and confirmation that your package has been shipped. And you can find your digital certificate in the attachments. Ryan, I would like you to I'd like you to take a little look at something for me, okay?
This is ridiculous.
Hey, do you need to put on your glasses?
You bought nothing. You literally just threw money into a furnace.
Take a look at that.
Oh my god!
I want to read that. Read it out loud to me. Oh, I can't wait to see the look on your face.
The certificate proves that the star named Ryan McGee with coordinates RA 17 hours, 49 minutes, 51 seconds, December, negative the degrees, whatever, was registered in the database of Star Register. Constellation Scorpius. Registered. God.
See?
Congratulations, you own a star. Oh, it's so.
You look
on.
Like a real fucking jackass.
Fuck.
Here, I'm gonna read out the coordinates for everybody so everyone knows exactly where in the sky.
So you can look up.
You look up in the sky. It's in Scorpius. Okay, ready? RA17H49M51S, December, negative 37 degrees, 2 feet, 35 inches. That's it. All right. Well, that's the star. I don't understand how it said that I canceled my order, and then like minutes later, it's like, thank you.
Well, they can't be too picky about where the money comes from, right?
Yeah. Well, in 3 to 4 business days, I'll have an official framed certificate that I will be hanging up in our office.
I hope it says you're the owner on the like.
It does. It's the same one. It says my name. It says I am the owner of Ryan McGee, of the star named Ryan McGee. So when you're driving home at night, just know there's a star out there with your name. You have a whole star named after you, man.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
I mean,
it'd be really cool if you could, you know, maybe show your friendship back.
By buying you a...
Maybe buy me one even brighter. Just a thought.
Yeah, maybe, my man, maybe.
I'm going to start buying everyone stars.
No.
I feel bad because there's people out there that I'm that have bought stars for like significant others.
And it's sweet.
And it's
a sweet sentiment, you know?
It's the sentiment. That's what it is. It's the sentiment.
It makes it seem more grounded in reality when you have a certificate, you know?
I think
you're that, like, I bought a star.
Yeah, and like giving
this
it,
is mine.
Because someone's gonna be like, you know, Matt, I bought when my grandma was on her death, but I bought her a star in her honor.
And I'm like, that's very sweet, and I don't want
to
downplay that.
I like
that.
To think that she's living on that star and looking down from me, and I look up at that star and I go, I miss you, grandma. And the star just goes.
No, it's a very sweet sentiment.
Yeah.
And if someone, my mom's listening right now, like she already bought me a star for next time I come home, and she's like,
oh, okay.
I would feel very sad. You can sleep easy knowing there's a burning ball of hydrogen and helium out there.
That you bought.
Mm-hmm. With real money.
Who knew something that ginormous and amazing would be sold for a mere $100?
I'm in shock right now. It feels good. Well, I guess that's about all the time we got today.
Yeah. So,
but go look up those coordinates. Go see if you guys can. I'm curious if people can actually like
send us pictures of you looking up in the night sky and you finding.
If any of you can actually find, like, if you have a telescope with like a protractor tool, shit, whatever tools you fucking nerds use to look into the sky, if you can find the star and take a picture, I would love to. I want to see Ryan McGee. I want to see it. Yeah. I hope you don't die now. I hope I didn't just will something into existence.
I don't think so. I mean, I did cut my thumb open this morning.
What does that have anything to do with?
I'm surprised I didn't mention it at all in this podcast, actually, until now.
That's the big cliffhanger. We're going to name the podcast like something about waiting till the end, like Ryan did what to himself? And everyone's like, oh, and then wait until the end. He's like, yeah, I cut my finger this morning.
Yeah, just opening up the plastic wrap on a carton of
eggs.
Pre-rolls.
Oh, so well, that's what you get, you little junkie. See? That's what happens when you use drugs.
Yeah.
Cut yourself.
It sucks, man. It's my gaming thumb. I can't record games right now because... What?
That's your gay man thumb?
Bye, everybody.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.